Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
So far we've dealt with these following points: forgetting the past, leaving your lot behind, preparing for spiritual warfare, praying and expecting a miracle for blessing and increase in our lives. And we're still dealing with the subject of don't be intimidated. Don't be intimidated. The devil is all about intimidation to stop us from receiving all that God has planned for our lives. Last week, I focused on don't be intimidated by time. Why? Because God always keeps his promises. What is it about time that makes us feel that the longer we wait, it may not be the will of God? That's just not so. That's just not true. You see, what God does is he answers prayers in seasons. The point I'm making today is, number one, God always keeps his promises. In Numbers chapter 23 and 19, it says, God is not like people, so he doesn't lie. He's not like humans. He doesn't change his mind. And when he says something, he does it. And when he makes a promise, he keeps it. You know, the Bible says that the promises of God are yea and amen. However, they are prophetic in nature. And this is what you need to always remember. When God speaks to you, it's about the future. In Ecclesiastes 3 and 1, it says, for everything there is a season and a time. In fact, in Galatians 4 and 4, it tells us that when the right time arrived that was set by God the Father, God sent his Son, Jesus Christ. Many prophecies about the coming of Christ, but he came according to God's timing. And this is the way God deals with us. So we shouldn't get weary of timing. We should just understand that my blessing, my promotion, what God has promised is going to come at an appointed time. For example, like Abraham and Sarah, they had to wait for their appointed time. They waited 25 years. Joseph, God said that you're going to be a ruler. He had to wait for 20 years. David, about the same amount of time. See, it's important for you to understand, folks, that often it takes God years to perfect us and to prepare us for the promotions that he wants to give us. So don't give up on prophetic promises. And whatever you do, don't get ahead of God. Look at the person next to you and say, please don't give up on God's promise. And whatever you do, don't get ahead of God. See, folks, listen, God does not want you to birth an Ishmael, a mistake, something that you have to live with for the rest of your life. Why? Because it can affect your destiny. It can even affect the destiny of your family. I could go into that whole scenario about Ishmael. I'll just touch on it. The fact that Abraham and Sarah felt they are helping God. It was taking so long to have this prophetic promise, this child, Isaac. So Ishmael was born. But today, that side of Abraham's family are the ones who are persecuting the people of Israel. There's a dispute over the land in the Middle East. How did that happen? It wasn't God's doing. It was Abraham's doing. This is something we're still living with today. This is something his descendants are still living with today. I'm saying to you, don't get ahead of God lest you birth something that your children and your children's children may continue to live with for generations to come. It's very serious. Now, when we question why it takes so long, David said in Psalm 27 and 13, he said, I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord. And then he gives us this advice. He says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait I say on the Lord. So here David, just like us, saying, Lord, why is it taking so long? Oh God, I need deliverance. In his case, he was waiting to be delivered from Saul persecuting him and trying to kill him. And God had made a promise that he would become the next king. And he was constantly talking to God and praying for deliverance and praising God when he escaped from the sword of Saul and his army. Here he tells us, wait on the Lord and be of good courage. He'll strengthen your heart while you wait. Allow God to strengthen you, folks, in your weakness. While you wait, say, Lord, strengthen me. I believe in the promise, but strengthen me. I want to wait on you. I want your perfect will. I don't want my plan. I'm not going to just settle for what I feel I can do myself. No, I'm waiting on you. Give me that person that you want me to be with. Give me that job. Give me that opportunity. Give me whatever you want to give me, Lord. I'm waiting on you. I'm trusting you. Strengthen my heart. Now, God will answer if we don't allow intimidation to stop us by time. Now, today I want to focus on don't be intimidated by circumstances. I want to begin by saying that God is fighting for you and God is fighting with you. In fact, it says in Exodus chapter 15 and 3, the Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. As God's child, you have been predestined to win. And it doesn't matter what the adversity or circumstance is. See, God has already determined that you'll win. It will result in your favor because God has already determined that to happen. All you have to do is believe God. All you have to do is keep on trusting God. The Bible says in Romans 8 and 28, we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. For God knew his people in advance. Now, I want to say this again because this is very important, folks. Listen, God is not Santa Claus. He doesn't bless everyone, but he blesses his children, those who accept Jesus Christ as personal Savior and Lord. And as long as you love and obey God, he's fighting on your side and you will win. It doesn't matter what's happening in your life today. Don't be intimidated. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of that boss. Don't be afraid of those people attacking you. Don't be afraid of those who are trying to demean you and attack your self-esteem. Listen, God is with you. It's going to work out in your favor. Listen to what it says in Psalm 118 and 6. It says, the Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? The Lord is for me among those who help me. For it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Now, folks, God is eternal. And God knew you before you were born. And God has a wonderful plan for your life. And Jeremiah 29 and 11 confirms this. It says, I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. They are plans for peace. Now, in the original language, that word peace means health, favor, and prosperity. Those are God's plans for you. And then it says, and not for disaster. What's disaster in the original language? Adversity, affliction, and calamity. That's the devil's plan. God's plan is to give you a future filled with hope. And folks, listen, he actually designed that future for you before you were born. Jeremiah 1 and 5 says, I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Before you were born, I set you apart and I appointed you. Folks, before you were even born, God saw you. He shaped your future to win. And all you must do is obey God, live, speak, and act by faith. And all that God has planned for your life, that good plan will come to pass. Now, I said something at the very beginning of this service. Faith is the currency of heaven. You must understand that, folks. The Bible says that we must believe in God. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. Without faith, it's impossible to receive anything. In fact, the Bible says that if we doubt, we're like the waves of the sea. And don't expect that person who doubts to receive anything from God. Listen, you have to believe God's word. Don't go on your own flawed intellect. Don't read journals of what people say about what can never happen. God is the God of the impossible. And the only thing he's asking for is for you to trust him. Trust his word. Step out on faith and believe that what he says is true, and it will bring change to your life, because faith is the currency of heaven. Now, I want you to think about this. I said that everything about your life has already been planned by God, and if you obey him, it will come to pass. Listen to this verse. God's talking about himself. Isaiah 46 and 9. He says, "Remember the things that I have done in the past, for I alone am God. I am God. There's no one like me. Only I can tell you the future before it happens. And everything I plan will come to pass. For I do whatever I wish." I just read to you God's plan for your life in Jeremiah 29 and 11. Maybe some of you missed it. God said, "I know the plans." And he just said, "Everything I plan will come to pass. Because I do according to my own will." The only thing you have to do is you've got to plug in your relationship with Jesus Christ, your love for God, your trust, and walk by faith. And everything that God has for you is coming to you. If that's something you want, you need to give God a hand of praise right now, because that's what God has for your life. It's already coming. It's what he has for you.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve, and each of us have a prophetic destiny. Every person born is simply searching for the why and the how of their existence. Everyone wants to know, why am I here? And how do I accomplish my true purpose? Well, the why and the how of our existence can only be found in God, our Creator. The Bible says, "Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves." Your purpose is discovered by receiving Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. And you will never gain greater satisfaction in life than to serve your true purpose. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that's alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Now I'm going to say this. It's the will of God. It's God's plan for your life to be healthy. Look at the person next to you and says, "God wants you to be healthy." Tell them God wants you successful. Now listen to what it says in 3 John 2. It says, "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers." See, above all things, God wants you healthy. So why do we get sick? Well, we get sick because of different things. I'm not going to go into the dietary reasons or the lack of exercise or, as people say, a genetic disposition. I'm just going to the truth. God wants you healthy, which means God will heal you. God will heal you. I said, God will heal you because he wants you healthy. And you need to believe that because that's what he says. Now, there will always be opposition to your purpose, though. There'll always be opposition to your health. You need to understand where that comes from. See, there'll always be opposition to your life and your success and your assignment because you are engaged in a spiritual war with the devil and evil spirits. And this is where many people, they don't consider what is the source of the attack against them. Well, the Bible tells us that the devil is real. Some people don't believe it. Some people say, well, if he is, just leave him alone and he won't bother you. That is the biggest lie in the world. Because the Bible already tells us that he has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy us. In fact, 1 Peter 5 and 8 says, stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Verse 9 says, though, stand firm against him and be strong in your faith. See, we can stand firm against the devil, and he can't do a thing if we're strong in our faith in Jesus Christ. If we're obeying God, if we're loving God, the devil can't take us down. In fact, the Bible says, submit yourself to God and simply stand against the devil. Tell him, no, I rebuke you. You can't do this. Get out of here. Rebuke him. Jesus did it with a loud voice. If you have a problem with a loud voice, I feel sorry for you. You can't just tell the devil to go like Mary had a little lamb. You need to go, little devil. It's not going to work. You need to tell the devil by no uncertain terms, you cannot do this to me. You cannot do this to my family. You're trying to put sickness on me in the name of Jesus. Go! Sickness, leave me. Come out of my body. I resist it in the name of Jesus. See, when you yield to God, when you obey God, when you love God, the Bible says, then you can stand against the devil. You can rebuke the devil. You can resist the devil. And guess what happens? Then he flees from you. He will run from you. Why? Because you're connected to the creator of heaven and earth. The devil will not trespass against God's property if his property understands it is God's property. You need to begin to tell the enemy, I'm God's property. You can't trespass here. I don't belong to you. The Bible says that the devil has taken certain people at his own will. He controls them. He blinds the mind of unbelievers so that they won't believe. But if you're God's property, he has no right to touch you. I look at the person next to you and say, you're God's property. The devil doesn't have a right to touch you. See, you need to understand that. Listen, you've got to start pushing back on the devil. I'm serious. Listen, most things that are troubling you, most things coming against you, you have to see it as a demonic attack against your life, against your family, against your destiny. And the reason you don't have success is because you don't see it that way. You just say, oh, this is a natural thing in life. No, it's not. It's an attack. Let me read the scripture to you to show you that you are always in spiritual warfare, Ephesians 6 and 12. It says, our fight is not against people on earth, but against the unseen rulers and the authorities and the powers of this world's darkness, against spiritual powers and evil spirits. Folks, I'm going to say it again. When you serve God and you have Jesus Christ in your life, you have to use the authority of Jesus' name because that's your own defense against the devil. Now, I feel sorry for other people who don't know Christ. They are defenseless against the devil. It's just the truth. It's the authority of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross as where we receive the authority that he has given us, delegated authority to defeat Satan. The Bible explains this. It says in Ephesians 1 and 19, what is the great exceeding power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, talking about God's power toward us, which He worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his own right hand in heavenly places. That's where Jesus is today. He defeated Satan by his death on the cross. He went into the lower regions of hell when he died. He took captivity captive. He took the keys of death and hell from the devil, and the devil was defeated. Then he came back on earth, and he stayed here for some time, and many people saw him, and then he ascended into heaven, and he ascended and sat down next to the right hand of God in heavenly places. And now the scripture goes on to say he is far above all principalities. The principalities have to do with princes of authority, spiritual princes over the world. Far above all principalities and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And he has put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, and the fullness of him who fills all in all. Folks, we are the body of Christ, which means we have delegated authority. Jesus said that we could use the authority of his name to defeat the devil and evil opposition against our lives. A scripture that most of you know in Luke chapter 10 and 18. Jesus said, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. And behold, I've given you authority to trample on serpents, representing Satan himself, and scorpions, evil spirits, and over all of the power of the enemy. God has invested you with authority over all of the power of the enemy. My question is, what are you doing with it? When you're attacked with sickness, when you're attacked on your job, when things happen to you and are coming against you, your life, your family, and your destiny, what are you doing with the power? Jesus said you can use the authority of his name and tell those things to back off and to leave in Jesus' name. He's given you power over all of the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Spirits are subject to you. Come on, repeat after me. Jesus has given me authority over all of the power of the devil, and spirits are subject to me. Mark 16:17. Jesus said, these signs will follow those who believe. By the authority of my name, they will cast out devils. If you believe that, give God a hand of praise. Why do you need this? Because we're in a spiritual war, folks. We're in a spiritual war. You cannot raise a white flag of peace with the devil. He'll just shoot it down and then shoot you. Yes, he takes prisoners. Yes, there are millions of people in bondage to the enemy. But the end of that bondage will put them in hell. That's why they're in bondage. He has them in a holding pattern to go to hell. But God has given you power over all of the power of the devil. And he's given you power to help people to be set free from his plan. Somebody say amen. Now, what you need to understand is when you use the authority in the name of Jesus, God fights for you. I said, God fights for you. In the kingdom of God, it's not about your circumstances that define you. It's about your faith in God. Regardless of how bad things look, you serve a God who does the impossible.
This concludes part one of the message today. Join us tomorrow for part two.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If you were touched by the message today, consider going to our website and making a donation of any size. Your generous donation can help keep our radio ministry alive. Visit our website at aplacetogrow.org and contribute today. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the Media tab. The title of the message for today is Don't Be Intimidated by Circumstances, Part 1. Now Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, your Holy Son. Your word says, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Help us, Lord, to recognize the good things that you're doing in our lives, regardless of the circumstances we face. Help us to always realize that it's not what it looks like. You've made us a promise that all things are working together for our good. We thank you for that. And help us, Lord, always to remember to obey you and to look to you in faith for every need. We bless your people today. Help them. Thank you for the answer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.